The government agency charged with protecting federal merit systems is gearing up for its first set of oral hearings in more than 27 years. The cases involve the Defense Department and security clearance, and the Merit Systems Protection Board says they could have a broad impact on the federal civil service and merit systems. Deborah Roth is a partner in the law firm Shaw Bransford & Roth. She joins us now to explain the cases and how they could affect federal employees. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what's going on here? What is the significance of oral arguments? How have they done it until now?
Well, it's the first oral argument that the Merit Systems Protection Board, for all of your listeners, they know it as MSPB, first oral argument in 27 years. It was held yesterday. And the significance is the openness and the transparency that the board is trying to create as it issues decisions that are going to have government-wide impact. And so it's a case, it was actually two cases they consolidated, two DOD employees, and the issue in the case the board decided, the issue that they had to adjudicate, the board felt was an issue that most DOD and most DHS employees would care about, and so they decided to have the argument public.
So that's the significance as to why this case and why after 27 years this is how they're doing it.
Yeah, it's a new administration, new board, and they felt that one of the main focal points of the Obama administration was to bring transparency and openness in government, and so they took a look at their own procedures and their way of doing business, and their rules and regulations allow them to have oral argument. They've just never done it in 27 years, and so they decided the issue in the two cases was of such importance to most DOD and DHS employees, they felt we should open it up, let the public hear. Now, they haven't decided the case, but the arguments presented and the discussion back and forth between the parties and the board members were made public.
Now, Deborah, there is always the possibility that these kind of dry cases, because very often the MSRB cases, MSPB rather, depend on fine points of law or regulation. Is there the danger that the whole argument could become overly dramatic because of the oral aspect?
No, you know, it's very standard in civil cases, civil and criminal cases in the federal courts at the appellate level, which is what occurred here at MSPB. It was at the final board level, the three-member presidential appointee level, to have an oral argument. And federal courts of appeals have oral arguments. They set their calendars, and they have once a week. Parties can choose whether or not they want to have oral argument. And it's just a way for the public to have access to the other branch of government. In that situation would be the courts. Here the MSPB, for most federal employees, acts like a court, and so they decided to model their practice like the federal court system. And the issue, actually, that's being decided in these cases, for many employees, when it's explained, it sounds initially complicated, but it gets reduced easily. It's for most DOD and DHS employees, they understand it, and they care very deeply about it. And so I think most people who have a practice in front of the MSPB agency or employee practice really applauded the board for bringing this kind of openness.
Deborah Roth is a partner at Shaw Bransford & Roth, and I'm wondering if there's any speed bumps, any unforeseen circumstances that we may not have considered or something that might crop up. Do you have a crystal ball? Can you figure that out?
Well, in this particular case, I think the sort of legal precedent that they're relying upon to decide the case gives many of us a crystal ball. I'll tell you my thoughts, and then I'll be wrong, and that'll be fun for me. But it's a case.
And for us, too.
That'll be fun. And, you know, people always like to catch you when you're wrong. So, but it's a case where they're trying to decide two cases, same issue, both DOD employees, and the employees hold what's called a sensitive position in the government. And you can be in a sensitive position or a non-sensitive position, just to make it easy. Many positions at DOD are classified as sensitive. That's their category. Likewise with DOD. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to hold a security clearance, but you do need to go through a certain sort of suitability assessment.
Right.
And fill out the SF-85 or the SF-86. And And it's not for access to classified information. It's to determine whether you're eligible to hold a sensitive position, a position where it has a bearing on national security, but you're not going to actually see classified information. And there are probably thousands, thousands, tens of thousands of positions in the government classified that way. And just like where you're getting determined if you can hold a security clearance, that eligibility, under the SF-85 and the 86, the agency makes a decision based upon the information provided in your form. And I've been on your show before talking about some of those categories of information. Well, if the agency decides against you on a security clearance determination, you have a very limited review. It's just internal by the agency. If they take your clearance, you very likely will get fired. Now, you have an appeal right to the MSPB when you get fired, but in a security clearance case, the MSPB is not looking, they're not superimposing their view of whether or not you should hold a security clearance. They're just looking to see, did the government give you all the process you were due while they made that determination? They don't get to look at, should this person hold a security clearance? That is a determination MSPB does not get to make by law. That issue is now in front of them on the sensitive positions. So does, if you're determined ineligible by the internal agency personnel office to hold a sensitive position, and then, of course, you get fired because of your ineligibility, when you appeal to MSPB, does MSPB get to superimpose their decision on eligibility, or are they only looking at what process you got? And, of course, for tens of thousands of employees who, up until these two cases, were getting that broader review by MSPB, I should be determined eligible to hold the sensitive position. It's in jeopardy. And the only review they may get externally is just a process review. And that was the case that was, those were the two sets of cases that were argued yesterday in front of the MSPB.